In a significant move towards supporting vulnerable citizens, Minister of Social Welfare, Ecclesiastical Affairs and National Heritage Honorable Siobhan John announced that the government has kept its promise to increase public assistance. Speaking on NBC Radio this morning, Minister John announced an increase in public assistance from $360 to $500, fulfilling a government promise to support vulnerable households and easing the cost of living pressures before the first 100 days of office. Minister John stressed that this step is part of a broader effort to ease financial pressures on Vincentians, echoing a key pledge from the campaign trail.
And as any government, we are responsible for ensuring that we take care of that vulnerable population, the disadvantaged, disability, those who are economically not sound. When we have social welfare, you know, the thing that comes to people's mind is what we call poor relief or the public assistance in terms of cash that is given to our people. And in this 100 days, my government, you know, on the campaign trail, we promised that we are going to increase that monetary aspect of the public assistance. So we started it in at the end of January. After the budget, when persons receive, they receive the first $360. After the budget was approved, we uploaded the additional $140. So they received that in that two segment, and at the end of February, the full $500 was given to those who are listed on the public assistance list. That was to help our people mitigate the cost of living, because we realize that as a government, that cost of living is really high in St. Vincent. And we have been saying all along on the campaign trail, Prime Minister Friday has been...
In a push to enhance social protection programs, Minister John announced a new community profiling initiative spanning all 15 constituencies.
Being the community-oriented person I am, I said to my officers there, we have to start the work. And one of the things that I want them to do, and I think they have started it, is a community profiling. Because we must get the information from the community before we are able to serve. You know, well, we are serving now, but to better serve them. So community profiling are being done. And when you see an officer in your area and they're asking certain questions, they can identify themselves, please cooperate with them. Because the information is going to help us to better our social protection program. We have that across the 15 constituencies.
Minister John also expressed gratitude to pastors and faith leaders for supporting community upliftment, urging churches to actively engage beyond their walls and shape young minds through service and example.
I am encouraged by the number of pastors, leaders that have reached out to me, ready to work and to contribute back to our society. And I am ready to work with them, being the Christian that I am, the spiritual person that I am. I am ready to do the practical. Our churches have a very large part to play in society and in developing our young minds, whether it be in the school. Because I said to our church leaders, especially those who have met, you cannot just stay in your building. You have to now spread your wings so that you're reaching more than those who come within your borders. Mm. And I'm encouraging all leaders, pastors, priests, wherever you fit into that faith-based organization, do not stay confined. Evangelize, go out and spread the word. Be examples.
Minister of Social Welfare and Community Empowerment, Ecclesiastical Affairs and National Heritage, Honorable Siobhan John. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.